Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say it like this. Take the limit off.
Lord, you're mighty. Come on, we welcome you this morning to the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the birthplace of gospel music. We thank you for tuning in to our online broadcast this morning. Once again, you could have tuned in anywhere on the internet, but you chose to tune in to the birthplace of gospel. Here at Ebenezer, we believe that God is mighty. We believe he deserves praise. We believe he deserves honor. We believe he deserves all the glory. Come on and join in with us. Hit that share button. Let somebody know in your house, on your block, that Lord, you're mighty. Say, Lord, you're mighty. Lord, you're mighty. Lord, you're mighty. Lord, you're mighty. Oh, Lord, you're mighty. Lord, you're mighty. Lord, you're mighty. Come on, oh Lord. Oh Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You set your glory above the heavens and the earth. When I think of all you made, the stars, the moon, and the stars, no praise is high enough to express how great. Come on, come on, wherever you are, just put your hands together. Come on, come on. We are blessed again to be in the presence of God in this place. Let us go to our word of prayer. Father God, we welcome you into this place. Lord God, have your way in this service on today, God. Lord God, we ask that you would inhabit the praises of your people on today, God. Lord, let our praises be a sweet-smelling savor unto you on today, God. Lord God, we ask that you would just touch each and every individual that has anything to do with this service, God. Even those who are watching on the other side of this thing we call the internet, God. Touch them where they are, God. Let them know that you're still healing, you're still saving, you're still delivering, and that you're still mighty. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Our scripture text this morning comes from John chapter 1, John chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. John chapter 1, verses 6 through 9, and it simply reads, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. 9 says that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Amen. We'll have our congregational song.
Oh, I got a feeling. This is indeed a happy day. This is a happy day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Is there a witness in the room? Is there a witness in the chat space? This is a happy day. Any day above ground is a good day. If you don't believe me this morning, try missing a day. You'll come to believe that any day above ground is a good day. We thank Brother Tyrone for his rendering his gifts to us this morning at Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the birthplace of gospel music. I just have a couple of announcements before we prepare to give this morning. I want to remind you that we are having the Ebenezer Baptist Church Blood Drive this coming Tuesday, October 27th, from 11:30 to 3 p.m. this coming Tuesday. If you would like to participate in the blood drive, please make a reservation. Please confirm your participation by appointment, as we want to do it safely and avoid any risk to ourselves. We recognize that our community certainly still need blood donations, and here at Ebenezer this coming Tuesday, you can donate blood. Please go on our website. You can get more information on how to make your appointment for the blood drive. We also want to make mention, we are in the season of voting. Let the church say amen. We are in a season of voting, and we are getting reports that the numbers of early voting have been good, but we do not want to rest on our laurels. We do not want to rest. We don't want to see the finish line. We want to run through the finish line. So we are encouraging you. We are encouraging you to make certain that we get the souls to the polls, get the souls to the polls, and cast your vote. I know there are some places that are open on Sunday where you can vote, and we want to make certain that you are voting. If you are a member of the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, or if you are a partner of Ebenezer, we encourage you to vote. And then we're also wanting our members to know that this coming week, you should be receiving a very important letter from me explaining some things that are happening in and around our church, some things that are imperative that we get done before the close of the year. So please check your mail this week. It'll be coming out later this week so that you can get information, and then we'll be following up with some additional information. We invite now Minister King to come and lead us in our season of giving as we prepare to give.
Amen. Amen. It is that time of the service. Offering time. It's offering time. It would be, you know, let me keep my head right. Amen. Y'all come on, give us some giving music. This is that time of the service where you can participate in our giving this morning. All you got to do is do this. On the screen, the instructions should already be there. All you have to do, you can text to give. That's right. You can text any amount you want to give. Whatever God places on your heart. If you want to give to our website, real simple, EbenezerBronzeville.org. EbenezerBronzeville.org is all you have to do, is push that button, then go ahead and hit the donate button, and you can put in whatever amount God places on your heart. If he tells you one or two extra zeros, then don't listen to me. Listen to God and go ahead and put that on there. If you choose to mail in your offering, you can do that or drop it off. The address is 4501 South Vincennes Avenue, 60653. Amen. Y'all come on and bless the Lord, musicians. Thank you.
Amen. At this time of our worship experience, we are having our altar call, our virtual altar call. We have a prayer list of members and friends who are requesting prayer right now. And we are certainly want to remember them in prayer today. We are remembering in prayer Sister Lenora Elms and continuing to pray for her restoration. We are remembering in prayer Beverly Bogus. We're praying for her restoration this morning. We're also remembering in prayer Sister Bernetta Pearson, and we're remembering Brother David Pearson in prayer this morning. We're remembering all those who are sick among us, those who are in difficult straits right now. We're remembering those who do not have jobs right now, who are searching in the midst of this pandemic. We are praying for our faith community this morning. We are remembering our city workers, our first responders, all those who are on the front lines right now, continuing to fight this battle of corona. We are remembering our country as our numbers are rising again. They are rising again as we are going head along into this flu season, and it's getting colder, and we know that the numbers are coming up, and I know that many of us are fatigued. We are fatigued with this pandemic, but we have to continue to fight. We have to continue to press forward because we want to be the ones that come out on the other side of this experience, that we will be able to look back and we can give God glory and praise because we recognize that He has preserved us and He has said that we still have work to be done. So let us go to God in prayer. And if you are watching on our Facebook Live, if there's any particular prayer requests or names that you would like us to remember, while we can't necessarily see them at this very moment, we will continue to add them to our prayer list, and we will remember them this week in prayer. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we are grateful for this day. We are grateful, O God, that you allowed us to see the dawning of a new dawn, a new day. We are grateful, O God, that you allowed us to see a day that we have never seen before, and surely a day that we will never see again. God, since you allowed us to walk in this day, we pray, O God, that your spirit might be in our hearts and you will be in our minds. We ask, oh God, that you would give us the strength and the direction, oh God, to be good stewards of this day, oh God, that we would endeavor, oh God, to be more loving, that we would endeavor, oh God, to be more forgiving in this day, that we will endeavor during this day, this Sabbath day, a day where we will endeavor to praise your magnificent name. God, we know that you have brought us a mighty long way. You have brought us through the dark days of this experience that we are all collectively living in. And we know, God, that many of us are weary, that many of us are tired, oh God. But we ask, oh God, that you would strengthen us right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody right now, oh God, is laying on their sick bed right now. God, we ask that you might touch them with the finger of your love, that they will experience you as a great physician right now in their very rooms. God, some people right now are wrestling with mental illness right now, caught in the throes of depression. God, right now we ask that you would touch them, oh God, that you would encourage them, that you would provide the assistance and the help they need to go on. God, we're lifting up our young people, our students, oh God, who are learning in new environments that are very, very challenging, oh God. We already know that there will be learning loss experienced by so many, oh God, but we just ask, oh God, that you would just encourage them right now to continue the thirst for knowledge, to continue, oh God, the thirst to improve their education right now. We're remembering our college students right now who had envisioned, oh God, being in their first year of college or their second, third, or fourth year of college in their various locations around the country, but now they know they won't be able to even come back for the spring. God, we just ask that they would not get disheartened, that they would not fall into despair, but God, they will see this as a new opportunity. A new opportunity to grow and learn and experience you. God, right now we're lifting up this church and we're lifting up all churches that are open in your name. God, you know what we stand in need of. God, we're asking for favor for Ebenezer right now, God. Favor. You know the great work that we have to do and we have to complete. And we believe, oh God, that we're going to do it. We are going to do it because we recognize that you are a great God, that you are an awesome God. Those are just not words for us, but we're standing on those words today. So, God, we ask that you show up again in this faith community. Show up again, oh God, in our lives. Show up again, oh God, in our homes, oh God, as we sojourn through this life. God, we're praying for every ministry in this church, every member of this church, every minister of this church, every deacon, every trustee, oh God, every person who is working and toiling and labor on behalf of Ebenezer. Pour into them, oh God, a double portion of your blessing. Right now, God, touch them. Cause them to know that their labor is not in vain. We thank you, God, for our musicians right now. We thank you, God, for our guest soloists and guest musicians that have come and lend their gifts to this place, who think it not robbery to serve even in Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. God, you are taking us higher. You are taking us higher. And God, we're just asking, oh God, that you would just continue to bless us. To bless us and keep us in the hollow of your hand. We know, God, that indeed long as we live and trouble rise, no matter what happens, we will hasten through your throne. We'll hasten to your throne, give you the praise, give you the honor, and give you the glory which so richly belongs to you. We lift now this prayer upon the wings of the morn. Place it before thy feet. To the all-wise God, we pray, and for his sake we do pray. And all of God's people said,
Amen. At this time, we will have our sermonic selection. Thank you.
We thank God for Brother Tyrone Hines this morning for sharing his gifts here at Ebenezer. Let everything that have breath, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Oh, come on, come on. If you in the building, you can't be sitting here spectating. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Praise him with the cymbal and the harp. Praise him with the string instrument. Praise him. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. 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 I hope this message is for you today. I hope this message is for you today. Thank God again for the music ministry. I like what you all are doing. I like it. I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, I feel it. There's so many genres of music that we can use to praise and magnify the name of the Lord Jesus the Christ. And I thank you for your creativity and for your gifts. I thank God for our media ministry. I don't know if we formalized that, but thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for being kind to the pastor with the picture that we put up. Appreciate that. We got some more that will be kinder. Praise the Lord. Amen. Settle now our hearts, oh God. Open our ears so that we will hear. Challenge our minds today, that when we've come down from this mountaintop experience, we can be witnesses that we have been in the presence of Almighty God. Through Jesus Christ we pray, and all of God's people say, amen. Amen. There is power in the name of Jesus. If there's ever a day that we need to be reminded of the power available to us in the name of Jesus, it is this day. I want to share today from the book of John about the man named John the Baptist. John the Baptist was born about 6 months before Jesus. And although related, he really wasn't an integral part of the ministry years of Jesus, other than preparing the way for him to minister to the people as the Messiah. And so I want to speak from the subject, proclaim his name. The text that was read says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. This morning, as we look at this text, proclaim his name. I would have you take note that John was just a mere man, a man sent from God. And as you read about John the Baptist, it's quite clear that even though it was New Testament times, his life was more in the mold of an Old Testament prophet. As a matter of fact, the Bible lets us know that he came in the spirit and power of Elijah. So while he was a mere man, he was a man who had tremendous and a powerful anointing to do the work God had called him to do. So even though this was a person who came during the New Testament times, he had an Old Testament spirit. John's primary purpose and calling in life was to point people to Jesus Christ. For Matthew reminds us, for this he is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before your face who will prepare your way before you. Assuredly, I say to you, among those born of woman, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist, but he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. I wonder this morning, have you ever stopped to think about the fact that God could have easily chosen an army of angels to come to the earth to be witnesses for him? They would have been able to share the message perfectly in every single way, and it wouldn't have been as muddled in the imperfections you and I as human beings have. But God didn't choose angels. He chose a man who may have been just a man, other than for the fact he was sent by God. And when God chose John, he chose a common man for a heavenly purpose. And I believe today that God has chosen us for a heavenly purpose. I believe God has used and is using ordinary people like you and me to do extraordinary things for the glory of God. I believe God chooses common folk like you and I to accomplish his great and awesome purposes. And that's why it's important that you never, never feel like you have nothing to offer God or God's church. Never feel like you are not equipped or worthy. There is not a person here today or watching on the stream that has been changed by the power of the gospel who doesn't have a testimony that can impact others for the kingdom. There's not a person here that has been changed by the might of the good news who doesn't have a gift to share in God's house. And I should let you know, it doesn't matter the length of your years. It doesn't even matter the longevity of your attendance. You have something that can be utilized for kingdom building. And as you read about the life of John the Baptist, you will see no miracles performed, even though he came in the spirit and power of Elijah, who was a man of many miracles. In addition, we see no visions or revelations. Without getting into the story of John the Baptist too much, we know that he was a self-denying man, and when tempted to become competitive, he chose not to do so. And so while there are a few things I want to get across to you, one of the main things is, don't think that God only uses all-star creatures. Christians. As a matter of fact, there are no all-star Christians, regardless of what title or what family name they hold. Not only was John a mere man, we see also that he was sent from God. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. John the Baptist was the great forerunner of Jesus the Christ, the Messiah. He was sent from God, which was the secret of his importance. Like the Old Testament prophets, he was equipped and he was commissioned by God for special ministry. Now, here's the key point today. He was sent from God for the specific purpose of preparing the hearts of humankind to receive the Messiah as Jesus was about to step on the scene in ministry. That was his purpose in being sent from God. And while our purpose in life and in ministry may be different from his, we are still to be the ones God uses to share the good news with humanity. Don't ever, beloved, fall into the trap of the enemy that says that it's only the job of pastors or preachers to reach the lost. For I believe with all my heart that there are people you may be able to reach that wouldn't give preachers and pastors the time of day. It's just the way it is. John was called for a specific purpose. So therefore, he would not be held accountable for anything besides that purpose. And so we see the purpose. We see that purpose also in the book of Mark. Mark 1, 2, and 3 says, as it is written in the prophets, behold, I send my messenger before your face who will prepare your way before you. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. What does it mean that he has to prepare the way of the Lord? It means that as he went before the ministry of Jesus, he was declaring a message of repentance of sin and sorrow for sin, so that when Jesus came, the environment would be such that people would be ready to hear the message of redemption. You all missed that. He came to have an impact on the environment. What a blessing. I don't know about you, but we love the blessings of God. But before we can ever experience the blessings of God in our lives, we must have to ask whether or not we are in right relationship with him. Even as Christians, we need to be on guard always for anything that would hinder the atmosphere for the blessing of God in our lives. What do you mean, preacher? Things like bitterness and strife that skews the atmosphere. Things like hatred in return for those who hate us, or returning evil for evil inflicted upon us, having a spirit of worship only when things are going our way, being unfaithful to the things of God, all impact the atmosphere. You know, as we've been enduring this season of pandemic, people say they can't wait for the church to get back to normal. Well, I'm praying with all my heart that the church is anything but normal. A normal church will not change the world. A normal church will not see healings and miracles. A normal church will be only molded into what society says they are comfortable with. If you want to see what society is comfortable with, imagine a church without the ability to worship God in song and word. Imagine a church that is told to sit down and shut up and save your message
for each other within the four walls of the church. There is power in worship as the atmosphere is changed from one of depression, fear, and loneliness to one of corporate worship of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. I pray in all this foolishness we are going through that we don't allow the enemy to change the atmosphere for receiving the word in our lives. If all you can do at this point is watch or listen to a service at home, then I would encourage you to make sure that the atmosphere around you is conducive to receiving all God has for you. Because when the atmosphere changes and is prepared, the message from God will have a super highway to bring blessings into your life. Not only was he a mere man who was sent by God, but also, and I like this one, he understood his commission. John the Baptist understood that his primary commission in life was to proclaim the name of the one who would come after him. John says, now those who were sent were from the Pharisees. And they asked him, saying, why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet? John answered, saying, I baptize with water. But there stands one among you whom you do not know. It is he who, coming after me, is preferred before me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to loose. These things were done in Bethabara beyond the Jordan where John was baptizing. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, behold, behold, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. Behold, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. This is he of whom I said. After he comes, a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me. I did not know him, but that he should be revealed to Israel. Therefore, I came baptizing with water. And John bore witness, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God. John was the first to witness the reality of who Jesus Christ truly was and is. Just as John was bearing witness of Jesus, we too have been called to witness to whom Jesus Christ is and what he can do in our lives. Acts 1 and 8 said, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the end of the earth. And so you're asking then, what is a witness? First, we need to be mindful that a witness must be at the scene. A witness must be at the scene.
Jesus asked John to baptize him as an example to all of us to continue in the practice. And John also saw that moment when the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus as a dove, and the voice from heaven declared that this was the Son of God. I trust and pray that you can remember the moment that you gave your life to Jesus Christ. I hope you can remember that special moment you gave your life to the Lord in repentance, expressing sorrow for your sins. But while that was a powerful moment, while that was a glorious moment, the reality is that Jesus wants to continue to work in our lives in a way that we can witness not only about our far past, but also about the work he is doing right now. Don't talk to me about when you got saved. That's wonderful. But what is he doing in your life right now? A witness must also have the facts straight. Now, this doesn't mean we have to be able to have every bit of theology down perfectly. But it does mean that we are able to share what happened to us in a way that it can impact people who are around us. God will work with our weaknesses in sharing the gospel, especially when he knows we will be willing to share with others. You can only use what you have. Use what you have. And this brings me to the next characteristic of a good witness, and that is this. Most importantly, a witness must be willing to speak. We are living in a day when the enemy of the kingdom of Christ is working overtime to silence those of us who want to share the good news of the gospel. If there's anything that brings dismay to the enemy, it's when the church gets bold and strong with their witness. I'm not necessarily talking about our politics, but I'm talking about Jesus Christ. Yes, without a doubt, morality and politics intertwine quite often, and we as Christians need to take a stand. Yet, we cannot have that be the only or the primary stand we take. For John 12 and 32 said, if I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself. In this idea of being willing to speak, it means that a witness must also have the courage to do so. Do I need to convince any of you today that it takes courage to be a witness, and more importantly, courage to be a witness for Jesus Christ? George Sweeting, in his book, The No Guilt Guide of Witnessing, tells of a man by the name of John Currier, who in 1949 was found guilty of murder and sentenced to life in prison. Later, he was transferred and paroled to work on a farm near Nashville, Tennessee. In 1968, Currier's sentence was terminated and a letter bearing the good news was sent to him. But John never saw the letter, nor was he told anything about it. Life on that farm was hard and without promise for the future. Yet John kept doing what he was told, even after the farmer for whom he worked had died. 10 years went by. Then a state parole officer learned about Currier's plight, found him, and told him that his sentence had been terminated. He was a free man. Sweeting concluded the story by asking, would it matter to you if someone sent you an important message, the most important in your life, and year after year,
the urgent message was never delivered. We who have heard the good news and experienced freedom through Christ are responsible to proclaim it to others still enslaved by sin. Are we doing all we can to make sure what? That people are getting the message. One of our great responsibility as Christians is to be witnesses. We can do that with our words, but also we do it with the way we live our lives. Let's proclaim the name of Jesus, because there is something about his name that gives us joy. I don't know about you today, but I love to call his name. I love to lift him up. I bless his name, because I found out that demons tremble at the sound of his name. Mountains move whenever we shout his name. That name that is above every name. That name is a strong tower. The righteous run to it, and they are saved by it. Is there anybody in here that loves that name? Is there anybody in here that has called on that name? You may be asking, what's that name? That name is Jesus. Jesus is that name. Call that name this morning. I dare you this morning. Call that name and watch things change. I dare you this morning. Call that name and watch your stuff get fixed. Call that name and watch haters back up off you. Call that name and watch the devil leave you alone. There's something, something about that name. There's something, something about that name. For there is power, 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 church, in that name. There's power, wonder-working power, in that name. I don't know about you, but we're going to stand on that name. We're going to stand on that name. We're going to proclaim it. We're going to lift it up. Because if we lift him up, he'll do the drawing. He'll do the drawing. There's something about that name. Let us proclaim that name to the glory of God. The word of God for the people of God. And all of God's people say, amen. Amen. And amen. We're going to open the doors of the church. The opening the doors of the church is our way of extending an invitation to those of you who do not necessarily have a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're in the room today, we're extending an invitation to you. If you are on our live stream and you want to give your life to the Lord, text your information to us in the chat section. One of our deacons or our church clerk will follow up with you. Or you could call our church directly at 773-373-6144 and let them know that you desire to be in right relationship with Jesus Christ. Leave a message and one of our deacons will follow up with you with a plan of salvation. Now is the time. Perhaps you fell away. You haven't been very active. And you know that you need a covering. Now is that time, because we recognize, like never before, tomorrow is not promised to any of us. So let's do it today. Let's do it today. As our musicians play, we offer Christ to you. Thank you. offer Christ to you, our brother. We offer Christ to you, our sister. Is there one today? Is there one? He'll give you brand new life. Oh, come. Come unto him. Come unto Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. We thank God for all of you who are watching via live stream. We thank God for all of our members, all of our Ebenezer's friends and partners. We are grateful to you for your continued support in this work of ministry. We pray God continues to bless you in the balance of the week. Again, continue to encourage you to be civic-minded. Make a plan to vote. Studies show that when you make a plan, you're more apt to vote. Don't just get registered. You should already be registered. But make a plan to vote. Although we've had record folk come out to vote early, we know there are going to be lines. But we have to vote. We have to express ourselves. And I know some of you are saying, well, I don't want to wait in those long lines. I'm too old. Bring you a chair. I know some of you might say, I'm diabetic. I got to get something to eat. Bring you a shoebox with some chicken. Whatever you need to do, we need to vote in the name of Fannie Lou Hamer. We need to vote in the name of Mega Evers. We need to vote in the name of Martin Luther King Jr. We have to vote in the name of C.T. Vivian. We have to vote in the name of Congressman John Lewis. We got to vote in the name of Elijah Cummings. We have to vote for our forefathers, our foremothers who bled and died so that we can have this privilege. Let's exercise this vote. As they said, let's don't get weary, children. Let's don't get weary. We have to do it. We have to vote like our lives depend on it, because it does. It does. Can't tell you who to vote for. Tell you you got to vote. You have to vote. Make your plan. Make your plan. Amen. Amen. Let us now prepare for our benediction. Again, thank you, Brother Tyrone Hines, for being with us today. Thank you for adding to our worship service this morning. God willing, we'll have you back in the future. We enjoy you, and we're trying to do diverse things at Ebenezer to reach the masses. Amen. Last week, we had the pipe organ. This week, we had a saxophone. We're going to keep pushing it, keep pushing it, keep pushing it. Because we want to reach everyone for the glory of God. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling, to him who's able to present you for his Father with exceedingly great joy, to the all-wise God, be dominion and power, honor and glory. In the name of the Father, name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit is our prayer. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen and amen.